It is the fundamentals, Stephen Anthony, and this is take five.
Not take that.
Not take that, but take five. And yeah, the reason it's take five is for all kinds of things. Certain things
He's
that were
very
said.
Bored today.
Yeah, I'm bored, but also it's all kinds of situations cropped up. But you see, that's the nice thing about this being a recording is eventually we can get the recording out there that's kind of close to what we would like. But you can't do that with Periscope, which is what I want to talk about. Because Periscope's this new phenomenon, that has actually, it's gone viral faster than Facebook ever did or Twitter ever did. And it's live streaming, so video and audio streaming. So the second you press what is the equivalent to record, you are live. Now, you may be thinking, well, how do people know that you are live? Well, those that follow you get an alert. So it would say, the Fonz Amondo is now streaming live. And then everyone can jump on to see what I'm up to and think, oh, my God, he's streaming live and he's in the bathroom. What's he doing? Is he going to have a wee? No. Is he going to jump in a bath? No. Oh, he's just brushing his teeth. And that's the kind of thing that we're seeing on there at the moment.
Well, the glass does that.
And, no, my teeth are real. They're not like the stars and come out at night. So, the situation with this is, at the moment, it's very mundane stuff. People are showing you the contents of their fridge and all kinds of stuff. But there was a guy playing guitar this morning, and this is where it can be interesting, because he was a good musician, lovely sounding guitar, and you can live message these people. So I could have put, lovely playing, what guitar are you playing? And in real time, he can look at his camera and say, hi, the Fonz Amondo, I am playing a blah, blah, blah guitar. So it that side of it is really, really nice. The thing I think may be a problem in a few months from now is when people are bored of the mundane, and so then people decide that they will film disasters or film situations that shouldn't really be filmed, such as if they're angry with their wife because their wife's been having an affair, and so then they go to the house where she's been having an affair with live streaming, so not only can all her friends see what she's up to, but even her family, and sort of, you know, out her in a way that has never been seen before. Because although some people may have done this on YouTube, most respectful people, even if they have a moment of rage and a moment of sort of, you know, where they completely lose their mind and their sort of social etiquette, they may look back at the video thinking, no, this is not going to go up on YouTube, and they delete it. It's a bit like some of us when we're angry. We've written a text or we've written a tweet, but at that second we're going to send it, we suddenly realise that this would be a foolish thing to do, and we start to sort of have a little bit of normality come back into our thinking. When it's live streaming, it's too late. It's out there. It's done. The second you go live, it's out there. Everyone can just click onto this thing. Now, I don't wish to over-dramatise the negative, because we can do negative with electricity. Electricity on a positive, no pun intended, but electricity on a positive can give us entertainment regarding television, you know, your internet, the fact that you have social networks, lighting, warmth, refrigerated food, cooked food. You know, it gives us everything. But it also gives us an electric chair and a stun gun. So it'd be interesting to see what other people think. This thing is going to go viral like no other app and or other internet social networking situation that we've ever had before. Interesting to see what people think. I will speak to you all soon.
If the Mondo's up for it, folks, maybe we'll have a little go at him playing his uke on it, and then see if any messages come up, because I'm curious to the accessibility. If you get messages come up, can you actually use VoiceOver to hear them? Because I'm dubious you can. So if you are on there, if we do get to do one today, we are sort of...
Yeah, you'd have to have the app and then you'd have to follow me. So if I've got sort of more than a few followers, I'm like encouraging the viral situation
you
here.
Are now.
But I will.
We can't really test it to see how accessible it is, and I do think that part might be difficult if people are getting comments.
Well, I think you read the comments after. You can read the comments afterwards, but you can't.
But you can't. But you can't react. Respond to them.
Yeah, you can't react to them live. I mean, maybe VoiceOver does talk over the top of it. I don't know.
What we'd have to do is download it and play and see. So maybe I'll borrow Fonzo Mondo's phone and get him to do it.
You won't be borrowing the phone. You'll be having the app before the day's out on your phone. I know her too well. And she will have this app.
Strum for me. You don't want me strumming on there, do you?
Oh, so she might have me trying to do a performance with my baritone, which sounds like a guitar. Let's not talk ukulele, because I don't like the sound of ukuleles. I like the sound of baritone ukulele, because it sounds like a guitar. But we have gone off topic.
Yeah.
But,
You can help me set up the dog food now. I've got jobs for you.
I've got a what with the dog food?
I've got jobs for you. We've got a pat baby food.
Oh, okay. I'll speak to you later. You all take care.
Bye.